This presentation on microfilming, a compelling way to protect valuable documents, is brought to you by MES Hybrid Document Systems. Companies turn to microfilming for a multitude of reasons. Most predominantly, businesses need to preserve information for the long haul, and using microfilm is a widely accepted practice for establishing permanent records. In fact, microfilm has a durability to last more than 500 years when it's manufactured, processed, and stored properly. Valuable records in physical form can be exposed to significant wear and tear. So if they are used frequently and or need to be preserved for the future, microfilming is a logical choice for safeguarding documents. Even digital documents, although better protected than paper, likely won't last as long as microfilm. Although the world is clearly going digital, the analog microfilm format still has its place. Because the contents of microfilm can be read by the naked eye, companies find special uses for this medium. This format doesn't require any special software or hardware and is completely independent of technology. Companies microfilm for a number of reasons and frequently use service providers to handle their projects. The technology has been around for more than 70 years, so experienced service providers should have a good handle on how to best convert your documents. The goals are to produce high-quality microfilmed records with longevity and compatibility. Microfilming provides unmatched security for information vital to your company's operations. If the original formats get destroyed, carefully stored microfilm will be available. In addition, physical space is often at a premium for many companies. Instead of storing documents that take up a lot of room, businesses can turn to microfilming. For example, a single microfilm roll can hold up to 6,000 pages. You can see the cost trade-off for microfilming versus storing paper, and the justification. The decision to microfilm can be made on a cost basis. Microfilming is more economical than digital backup processes. For the reasons mentioned earlier, no additional investments need to be made. And probably the most significant is the quality of the final record. For example, digital images are made up of a bunch of dots, and the quality is measured by how many dots per inch are contained in the image. However, microfilm does not have these limitations. The reproduced image from microfilming will hold the same detail as the original document. Finally, microfilming is a widely accepted courtroom format. In other words, evidence can be presented in microfilm format and not digital. The reason? Digital documents can be altered and microfilm cannot. Anything of value that must be preserved for many years is a prime candidate for microfilm formats. The following are some examples. Newspapers, original paper documents and books, corporate documents and reports, record books, public records such as marriage, birth, and death documents, programs, photos, either black, white, or color, newsletters, and bulletins. Using microfilm does wonders to protect valuable documents from the ravages of time. It's an economical, easy way for organizations to archive all forms of records. About the author, Kevin Darcy is a VP of Sales and Marketing for MES Hybrid Document Systems, Ontario's leading document scanning and document management supplier. For more information about microfilming, you can visit us at www.meSLTD.ca.